It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. One thing we must be aware of, we saw the recent CDC report on teen girls feeling hopelessness, dealing with sexual abuse and violence and trauma. And February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. 1 in 3 teens will experience physical, sexual, or emotional abuse from someone they're in a relationship with before they become adults. We have to equip ourselves with the tools to recognize, to get resources for our teens. And I thought I would talk to someone who always is involved with helping domestic abuse survivors, Jessica McClellan, the founder of Giving Hope and Help. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am good. Thank you so much, Julie, for having me on. Honored to be here.
Yes, and we know that you do so much for our young adults. We have your scholarship program, which we'll talk about that. But let's get to this, Jessica, teen dating violence. What do our listeners need to know about it? You deal so much with domestic abuse survivors. You give to the shelters. You talk about your own experience. What do our adults need to know?
Well, our adults need to know that they need to provide a safe place to talk to the youth, to have an open conversation about what love is. Love is respect. And a lot of kids really don't know what love is, and they call themselves in love and have girlfriends, boyfriends as early as 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th grade. I have always said that abuse begins on the playground. Many girls, yes, it literally does begin on the playground, because, you know, they have their little girlfriends, boyfriends, and then if she's talking to another boy, then there's an issue there, and then there's confrontations and things like that as early as 4th grade. And I actually remember that happening when I was in 4th grade, not to me, but to someone else. So I'm sure now it's even, you know, even more prevalent today on the playground, but it's happening on the playground and it's in full effect by the time kids are in 7th and 8th grade. And we need to equip them with what love is. And so there's a lot of resources out there. There's an organization called the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They have information specifically for teens. They have a campaign called Love is Respect, and this year's theme is Be About It. Be About It. And so they can get information from loveisrespect.org. Loveisrespect.org. It's focused on teens 13 to 26.
Okay.
So young adults, even young adults, there's great information here for them. But there's a few things that we need to equip our children to know and I say children, preteen, you know, as early, again, like I said, as 4th grade. And that is, what makes up a healthy relationship? What is that? Respect, equality, safety, and trust. And I call that REST, R-E-S-T, respect, equality, safety, and trust. You have to have those things in any relationship in order for it to flourish, especially if you're talking about love relationships. They need the tools to be able to manage and navigate through a healthy relationship. And the warning signs of what is unhealthy. What is unhealthy? Mm-hmm. This is not normal. Yeah. This is not okay. We need to equip our teens when they see another teen being abused at school. Maybe they know how to go over and say, hey, would you like to have lunch with us? To maybe interrupt what may be going on, what they see, and then talk to the person that was being abused later saying, hey, I noticed what was happening there, and that's why I tried to intervene with asking you for lunch, but I just want you to know that's not okay. And maybe get a teacher involved or a counselor involved. You know, we have to start teaching our kids how to be comfortable with interacting with healthy and unhealthy relationships.
Yes. Now, for details about Giving Hope and Help, make sure you go to givinghopeandhelp.org. I know you'll be announcing your scholarship program soon, and people can get information on the website, Jessica. And continue to give to your cause as you support domestic abuse survivors and shelters throughout the area. You're moving nationally. But you also have a scholarship program for traditional, non-traditional students. Share more about that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So we are gearing up for our 10th anniversary, our organization 10th anniversary, and we're combining it this year with a commemorative gala with the scholarship awards. So it'll be a 10th anniversary and the scholarship awards. Our scholarship applications are open right now on our website, givinghopeandhelp.org. We're serving high school seniors as well as single parents that have never been to college with a full ride scholarship. We have over $7,000 worth of cash scholarship to award. We have 2 HBCU scholarships. We have 2 $2,000 scholarships in my grandparents' honor. Oh, internship opportunities. It has grown so much, Julie, and I'm so excited about it. So everyone go to givinghopeandhelp.org and see the scholarships and what is available with these scholarships. We're excited about it, and we want everyone to support our gala this year. It's going to be June the 24th at Crown Center, Kansas City, Missouri. June 24th, Kansas City, Missouri, Crown Center.
Well, I know we'll talk again before the big event, but in the meantime, go to givinghopeandhelp.org. Learn more about the signs of domestic violence, how you can intervene on behalf of the teens and young adults in your life, and let's equip them with the knowledge to know when a relationship is unhealthy. Thank you so much, Jessica.
You are so welcome.